I'm David Fair, 89.1 WEMU News. Morning Edition continues now with our regular weekly visit. The executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater is Russ Collins. He stops by every Thursday for Cinema Chat, and today Russ joins us by phone. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, David. How are you doing?
I am very well. I understand you may or may not have some big news this morning.
Yes, our daughter Melissa is having a baby, but we're waiting. But you know that's all part of having a baby. So we'll see what happens.
Oh well, the best to everybody involved, particularly Melissa and your new grandchild. And I can't believe you're still calling in. You're a better man than I.
It's just a waiting game. You just never know.
Well, what do you know? What's the news out of Hollywood this week?
Well, Jim Jarmusch, the great independent filmmaker who just made a wonderful vampire film in Detroit, postulated on independent cinema, and he drew a very nice analogy that I think there's a lot of similarities between music and movies. They're both very intuitive art forms. You don't have to take a class in movies or take a class in music to really like them, although you certainly can take classes in them. In fact, I like to teach them, but and there's a lot to learn. But they're very intuitive, wonderful, and they're very cyclic. And there's all types and styles of music, and there's all types and styles of and markets for music for movies.
Sure.
As well. And he talked about the fact that that like music, movies tend to be very, very cyclic. Some of the most innovative stuff happens in the most surprising places. Currently, he's fascinated with Greek films, very low-budget Greek films. And it was a fascinating little interview on his vision and thoughts about the state of the American independent film. So,
budget doesn't have a lot to do with the quality of films, I find.
Well, it depends on how you're assessing quality. So if you're gonna make a special effects spectacular, you have to have a big budget, but you don't have to have a big budget just to tell a great story. There's lots of ways to tell a great story. Just like there's lots of ways to write a great song. You can spend a lot of money in production for a concert or for a recording, but you can also just sit down with a tape recorder and a guitar and then create a great song. So your things happen in surprising ways in the arts in general, but particularly in movies and music, I think. It's a passionate, complicated, and a wonderful art form. And Jim Jarmusch's interview really kind of reflects that.
Yeah, that would be interesting to check out. And one of the independent film darlings of late has been Bill Murray, and he's going to be celebrated.
That's right, the Toronto Film Festival, which is September 4th through 13th, coming up just down the road in Toronto, Canada. It's going to celebrate Bill Murray Day on the second day of the festival, the 5th.
And they should do it every day of the festival and just make it Groundhog Day.
That's right. There was a certain reference that, depending on how you look at it, every day is Bill Murray Day. So could use a Groundhog Day analogy. But they're going to show Groundhog Day and Stripes and Ghostbusters, and I'm sure Bill Murray will be there to help everybody celebrate. They have a wonderful theater called the Lightbox Theater, the Bell Lightbox Theater, that they're going to do this retrospective in. So if you've got some time and you can drive on over to Toronto, go check it out. It's a really great film festival. Well, if you haven't been to the movies lately, please know that there's a couple of great films you could check out. Magic in the Moonlight, which is Woody Allen's latest film.
Now, yeah, set in the 20s, right?
Yeah, it's set in the 20s in Paris, and Colin Firth plays this magician who is totally opposed to the work of psychics. He just thinks they're all frauds. Just like magicians are frauds, but magicians are up front and say, you know, we're here to fool you. Psychics are supposed to, in his view, they're fooling you, but they're not being honest about the fact that they're fooling you. So he likes to debunk psychics. And Emma Stone plays a psychic, but he can't quite figure her out, and there's kind of a romantic spark that flashes between them. Everyone that I've run into really likes this movie, Woody Allen's latest, Magic in the Moonlight. Critics are kind of 50-50, but audiences are loving it. Critics and audiences are both loving Boyhood, which is Richard Linklater's film that was shot over 12 years using a cast that age naturally, but it took 12 years to put the film together. And it's
everybody I know that has seen this has called it the best movie they've seen all year.
Yeah, absolutely. Ethan Hawke and Patricia Arquette plays parents, a wonderful young man who is now a college-age guy, but started as a little boy. Eller Coltrane is in this, and also Richard Linklater's daughter plays the sister, and she's wonderful as well. Lorelei Linklater plays the sister. So anyway, Boyhood's great. Go check it out. Opening this week is a documentary that also is getting wonderfully positive reviews, and it's a documentary about Roger Ebert, who he passed away last year, one of the great film critics, one of the great film writers, one of the most passionate advocates for cinema that there's ever been. But the movie is about life itself. It's about life. It's about the joy and the difficulties, the highs and lows. Surprisingly, Roger Ebert had a lot to say, and his life had a lot of really poignant reflections about all of those ups and downs and highs and lows. It's personal, it's funny, it's painful, it's transcendent, and the reviews on this have just been outstanding. It's directed by Stephen James, who's done a lot of documentaries, but is probably best known for Hoop Dreams.
Oh, I love that movie.
Absolutely. So go check that out. It's just playing on Saturday the 23rd through Monday the 25th. So go check that out at the Michigan Theater, Life Itself. Again, based on the story on the life of Roger Ebert, but more resonant and poignant than even one life can be. We're also opening up at the Michigan Theater Violetta, which is a French film about the landmark writer Violetta LeDuc. And she was an early 20th century writer, and she encountered Simone de Beauvoir in a post-World War II era, and the two's relationship as literary artists, as people, are explored in this film. And again, this is a very limited run on August 27th and 28th at the Michigan Theater.
Well, what about at the multiplex? So on Morning Edition today, we heard a conversation with director Robert Rodriguez, and he's got something coming out.
He does. It's a film based, it's the second film in the Sin City milieu. It's called Sin City, A Dame for a Kill. Now, the reviews on this have been not that great.
Well, that's kind of typical for a Rodriguez movie, isn't it? Some people love what he does, others not so hot on it.
The Spy Kids actually get very good reviews. The cast, it's got a first-class cast, Bruce Willis, Josh Brolin, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Jessica Alba. Eva Green's performance is very well revered. Hollywood Reporter liked it. It says, an exercise in style is diverting enough, but these mean streets are so well-traveled that it takes someone like Eva Green to make the detour through them worth the trip. It's based on Frank Miller's graphic novels. It's very stylistic. It's not an animation, but it looks like an animation because the images are so heavily processed.
Yeah, this is the second or third in the Sin City series.
It's the second, yeah.
Second,
absolutely.
Yeah, and the first one was fascinating, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely. The aesthetics of it, the visuals of it are very, very interesting. And if you're a fan of Robert Rodriguez, if you're a fan of Sin City, if you're a fan of Frank Miller, you definitely want to go check it out. There's a football movie, which is convenient. The football season's about to start.
Right called on.
When the Game Stands Tall. And it's about a high school football coach, Bob LaDouceur, who is at De La Salle High School it's not in Detroit.
No, but, California.
California.
Yeah, they're at the top of the national rankings every year.
Yeah, absolutely. And they had a 151-game winning streak. So winning.
I guess that would be why.
The only thing that they knew. But when the streak is broken and a tragedy hits the team, the coach has to work with his players and the entire town to deal with this. And being the well-respected coach that he is, he coaches his town and his team through the difficult time as well. So When the Game Stands Tall is something that we'll have to go check out and see. And then As I Stay is a teenage tragedy movie about this cello player who's very, very talented on her way to Juilliard. She's got a rock and roll boyfriend whose rock and roll band is doing really well. And then her family is in a car accident, and their whole life goes into chaos. So it's based on the best-selling novel But it's called If I Stay, and it stars Chloe Grace Moretz.
Yeah, those movies tend to do well with the targeted age group. That's for sure. What about special screenings? One of my favorite movies is popping back up.
Clockwork Orange.
That's it.
It's our late night film tonight. Our classic film this week is The Seven Samurai, which is on Sunday and Tuesday. So there's a lot of great stuff out there to go see. Again, if you haven't seen Boyhood, if you haven't seen the new Woody Allen film, go check them out. And lots of good stuff hanging out at the Multiplex as well. Downtown Multiplex, a lot of great films to see.
Russ, best of luck to you and your family today as you await the arrival of a new member, and we will certainly keep our fingers crossed and our thoughts with you. In the meantime, we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. Ta-ta from Hollywood.
That is Russ Collins, the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another installment of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.